Friday, gotta get down on Friday. I am Paul Gallant, he is Seth Payne, and guys, we have the solution to fixing the Houston Texans in 2019 at a discount rate. Let's go!
Somebody's misfortune might have turned into our fortune.
Yeah,
a
baby.
A lot of people are, you know, Greg Rajan from the Chronicle, who I like a lot, he tweeted out something, because we're talking about Patrick Peterson here, everybody. If you didn't pay attention yesterday, Patrick Peterson, the awesome cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals, who's clamored for a trade kind of quietly before. Turns out he's facing a 6-game suspension for PED use. That means, Paul, this is an ambitious character. That means not only did he get suspended for the 4 games for the PED, but an extra 2 for trying to either use a masking agent or adulterate the sample or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's some gumption right there.
That's the kind of player with the killer instinct that the Texans need.
That's a go-getter. That's a Lattimore, whatever his name was from the program, that put the catheter up his junk to get out of it.
And, you know, Mike Meltzer on vacation
today. That's not necessarily how he did it, but yeah.
Meltzer would totally be against this, but he is not here to shun this opinion, which will make the Texans Super Bowl contenders in 2019, or at the very least AFC contenders, which is honestly all you're really hoping for this coming season. You want them to be better. Yeah, Seth, Patrick Peterson should be available to the Houston Texans at a discount because this guy has 2 years left on his contract. Well, technically, he's got 1.625 years left on his contract. Cardinals, you really want to roll with that?
I didn't even finish I'm just too excited about this. I forgot to finish the Greg Rajan part.
Ooh.
So Greg Rajan tweeted out, so where are all the people that wanted him?
Hi.
I'm raising my hand. I still want him.
Hello.
What are we, morally pure or something on this team?
Nope.
We made Cushing the captain after he came back from his PED suspension.
Whoa, hang on. Hey, Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor guy.
No, I'm fine with it. Like, I don't care. Meltzer's the one that cares. I'm saying, The PED suspension in the NFL is different than it is in baseball. For whatever reason, whether it's right or wrong, people don't worry about it as much. A lot of times, honestly, these days, there are guys that just are taking the wrong supplements or they get careless with it. And because the guys that are actually trying to get away with something, they can figure out a way to get away with it. The guys that are sloppy with their supplements, they end up getting pinched for it. So I don't worry about it. There are guys, you know, I'm going to say a name here and tell me whether or not one of the best defensive linemen in the past decade ever had a PED suspension. Haloti Ngata. Do you even remember?
Do you remember
that he had a PED? He had a PED suspension. People are talking about, like, oh, this is going to ruin his legacy. This is going to ruin Patrick Peterson's legacy. That people will not remember it at all. The defensive back for the Patriots that got caught with the growth hormone. He actually, remember, he had this...
Rodney Harrison?
No, was it Rodney Harrison?
Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, Rodney Harrison. Did you even remember that?
I did.
Okay, yeah.
That gets brought up a lot.
It gets brought up a lot about the Patriots being cheaters.
All right, so Seth, I don't know if you would be an expert on what drug Patrick Peterson might have taken, but given your experience in the NFL...
The hell's that supposed to mean?
I'm, of course, accusing you of roids.
I don't know if you'd be an expert or just a dabbler.
I would imagine, based off of some of your outbursts, that, maybe you've dabbled.
There weren't any... No. But there weren't any indications that I've seen of what the substance was. I'll say Patrick Peterson has handled this in a pretty upright fashion. He's just apologized for it. He hasn't blamed anybody else. He hasn't, like Ryan Braun, tried to claim that the test taker was fraudulent or something. So there are, adulterated supplements have been a problem for a long time, like 20 years. And guys know about it, but then you start taking a brand that you think is safe or they claim is safe, or maybe it was tested before and it was safe, and then lo and behold, it's not safe anymore. And they introduce new substances all the time that end up being, so I don't know what he did.
Okay.
I don't,
no guess.
All I know is that Patrick Peterson was already really, really, really good before he did whatever he did last year.
Right. I mean, we're talking about this is happening, what, like 8 years into his career? I mean, we know what he is.
His wife is a doctor.
That's the hookup. That's the key hookup.
We need to investigate the wife.
I'm curious.
He's not at the off-season program, and he was saying, well, I got to drop the kids off at school every day. My wife's a doctor. She's a working woman.
You know what? I'm thinking about this now. Paul Gallant's sister, a doctor. Paul Gallant.
You got your hookup.
Paul Gallant might have a hookup. Who
Paul
knows?
Paul Gallant's going to come back next year looking like Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I just want massive biceps and like tiny little skinny calves so that people, everyone knows that I'm a giant fraud and that I'm entirely performance enhanced. He is Seth Payne on Paul Gallant, Mad Radio on a Friday. So the big news of the NFL yesterday is that Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson was suspended 6 games by the NFL, 4 games for testing positive for a banned substance, 2 games testing positive for a masking agent. And I think Seth and I are in accordance, and I'd imagine a lot of people that are Texans fans would 100% be willing to pick up the phone, call the Arizona Cardinals, and see what the interest level would be for Arizona to make a trade. Here is Patrick Peterson apologizing, as Seth just mentioned.
Definitely, definitely sorry what broke out today, but for the most part, I just want to, I think you guys understand my character and also understand my commitment on and off the field and also to my teammates and also to the Arizona Cardinals organization. That's why this is apparently very, very hard for me, because I've obviously never been in a situation before and never wanted to have my name attached to anything like this.
The one thing that I hated about that apology, Seth, is hearing him say his commitment to the Arizona Cardinals organization. I was hoping he was still a little upset with the Arizona Cardinals. But now, Seth, it seems that we have a better idea of why he was mad at the Cardinals organization. According to John Gambadoro of 98.7 FM in Zona, Peterson became angry with the Cardinals when he learned he was facing a PED suspension because they refused to restructure his contract to lessen the financial hit that he would take.
The only thing about that is that he'd already reportedly requested a trade during the season before he'd ever tested positive for anything. So he doesn't really have any leg to stand on. He'd already asked for a trade. Then he gets popped for PEDs, and he goes and asks the organization to restructure his pay, because this is what the Patriots did for Tom Brady when he had his suspension for Deflategate. They restructured it so that he wouldn't lose as much money for those games that he was suspended. They shuffled his salary around. Patrick Peterson requested the same thing. And I think the Cardinals, for one, like, obviously Patrick Peterson's responsible for getting pinched like this. Two, do they feel like cutting him a break after he tried to finagle his way off the team? Possibly twice. That's where I don't think he can't win a PR battle here by crying about how, hey, I got pinched for PEDs, but now the team's not helping me kind of skirt the rules here and get out of it. But what that does do is provide an avenue for the Texans if they wanted to, hey, we'll trade for you and maybe we'll renegotiate your deal a little bit. The only problem I have with this, because I like the idea in theory of trading for a guy even though he's not going to be there for 6 games, is what does that do to the rest of your team? I mean, what does that do to Roby, Jonathan Joseph, all those guys as they're competing for the starting job, but also knowing, okay, one of us is going to get displaced when Patrick Peterson comes back after he gets back into the fold and everything. I guess that's just good competition. That's good pressure.
If you're concerned about that, you've come to the wrong industry. Yeah. You're in the NFL, and Jonathan Joseph, he has to understand that it's getting closer and closer to the end for him. I'll give him a lot of credit that he is still able to go out there, and he's not a liability. I mean, he's 35 years old. And Bradley Roby, we'll see. Aaron Colvin, we'll see. I'm not really optimistic about either of those two at corner, so they have to get it. They have to understand it. I mean, Bradley Roby signed a 1-year contract. How much really security does he have going forward? Right. So I feel that this is a really good idea for the Texans. And here's the other thing, too. Okay, the first 6 weeks of the season, you're going to figure out which of these guys you can trust as it is. Maybe bringing in Patrick Peterson would be a little bit awkward after the fact, but actually wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to maybe have him sort of behind the scenes. Obviously, if you're suspended, you're supposed to stay away from team facilities and all of that. But I imagine there are ways that you can go through.
No, you can't go through back channels? No.
Really?
Yeah, you stay away. It's because that's a huge fine. That's traffic.
Why is it a fine?
Those are the rules. Because like, you're not allowed to be around.
What if you're sad and lonely? I'm Patrick Peterson. I just want to play football.
There is something to be said for that in terms of what the policy is, especially when it comes to substances of abuse. Because you take guys that have like an actual, like, say, a cocaine issue, and you remove him from the team, but then also say, yeah, no, you're not going to get all the support you usually do and the structure you usually do. Just go off for 6 weeks on your own and try not to do cocaine.
Okay.
So, but yeah, like if Patrick Peterson, when he's suspended, he's not allowed around.
Okay.
And it's not one of these things where, oh, he's so vital to the organization, we're going to sneak him in under cover of night and have him.
You know what? They should do it anyway. But fair enough. Throw that angle in the trash. But when you got a guy like Patrick Peterson on your team, yeah, maybe the first 6 weeks of the season where you will need him, you would be missing him. But at the same time, he is under contract now at the Arizona Cardinals for 1.625 more seasons because he has suspended six games. If you do the little math, 1.625. He's got a two-year contract left with Arizona. What do the Cardinals gain by not having Patrick Peterson for the first six games of this season? I mean, the only optimal reason to keep Patrick Peterson and not get an asset in return for the Arizona Cardinals as if next year they believe they are true contenders. Mm-hmm. And they're not. They're not. They're not going to be. They're not going to be a team in the NFC, I believe, that is contending for a playoff spot the season after this one. Kyler Murray will be in his second year. Do you feel that Kyler Murray is guaranteed to be a success? Do we feel that Cliff Kingsbury is guaranteed to be a success? And obviously they're going to bet on themselves, but I just don't see the reason, Seth, for the Cardinals to keep Peterson right now.
But you always have to remember, though, is that the way the team will be thinking about themselves and the way they should be thinking about themselves? I think it's always easy for us to look at teams and say, well, they're not a contender this year. Why would they do that? But internally, you got to try to look at yourself objectively, but you can't always be thinking, well, we're 3 years off, so we don't want to keep these guys around, especially when they have that young quarterback. Because now it's... And this is the trouble with when you get your franchise quarterback before you have a good supporting cast around him. You certainly don't want to tank and have your quarterback just bludgeoned. You know, you don't want to. The weaker you are on defense, the more stress there is on your young quarterback. You look at Brandon Weeden, his rookie year when he was with the Browns, when he was playing, they were throwing the ball like 50, 60 times a game. It was idiotic. There's no way Brandon Weeden was going to develop. So I don't know if they want to get stuck in that position, but there's enough drama around it, and there's enough of Patrick Peterson reaching towards the end of his career that, yeah, this right here might be the year where they say if we can get something towards the future, because that draft pick that they get for next year for Patrick Peterson, yeah, that can help them next year. If next year is when they're going to contend, then so be it. I don't know, so does it drive the price down?
It should.
You get the feeling like the Cardinals were probably thinking, okay, somebody out there might give us a first rounder for Adrian.
And maybe another pick.
Peterson. Right. Or a player in a first rounder, where now maybe it comes down to a second round. Maybe they reasonably figure, okay, this is a second rounder and maybe a lesser player than we thought before.
We'll see what actually happens with Patrick Peterson this offseason. But Seth and I agree. The Texans at the very least have to make a phone call. Make the call. You are not good enough at cornerback right now. Seth Payne and Paul Gallant, Mike Meltzer on vacation. It is Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. For those demanding immediate change from the Houston Rockets, I don't think you're going to like what you're about to hear next. It's Mad Radio Sports Radio 610.